Now, so be that. So my beauty is entities. That science, slow as it is, offers the greatest data to overcome personal doubt. And that it supports that when you put it all together, a most beautiful necklace of pearls, and that if one has pure reason, pure science, in understanding the placebo effect, then you would have come to the conclusion, then I can cure myself. It's a change of attitude. It is also a realization. And it can occur in one day when you create your day. In one day when you stand up and say, I will never have that attitude again, for I desire wellness. And I want to live to see the future. All illness is attitude-based. And attitude is a collective part of a neural net that contains an experience long forgotten but emotionally based. It is the whiner in you. It's the short-sightedness in you. It is the judger in you. It is the condemner in you. It is the abuser in you. It is the lack of self-love in you. You always know no one could compare to you. No one. That's why you're you. And that no one has the right to stand up. And in the future, this is not occurring. It does not occur. There is no imminent person in the future, that it is the collective that is in the future, of great and marvelous mind, gossamer thoughts that give life stunning quintessence. Only here do you think you are nothing. Only here do you think you are unbeautiful. Only here do you think you are unloved. Only here. And those that you give your power away tell you so. You'll never look like them. You will never be like them. But they will never be you either. And in the great work, we must come to terms with our own need for celebration from others. We have to. And what we want to celebrate is what we have owned in us. Not anyone else. What we have owned in us. And God is, and I swear to you it is so, all life. And that its greatest cathedral, indeed, its greatest presentation is in you and in all peoples. To fall in love with God is to dismantle the need for specialness and to trade that insecure and inadequate entity in on a pursuance of life that no longer holds yourself to comparables, but emerges not as envious or jealous, or as competitors, but to emerge from lack into a desire to bloom, and that your beauty and your blossom is to your own enamoredness. And when you decide you can be beautiful to you, it is the beauty that we hold here behind the face, behind the mask, is what is emerging out of it. Then we have left behind the competition in inadequacies and enslavement of that, and could finally look in the mirror of our mind, the mirror of our mind which is around us, and find ourselves in those elements to be beautiful and lovely. That is the great work. Because God is you. You are the cathedral of that force, forgotten, waiting, mysterious, awakened, marvelous. The power that you hold in you cannot be said. When you awaken, you will love God more than all things, because God is all things, and things are not greater than the divine in you. And you will have a properly placed, appropriate conditions of life, that you and your God are one, and that intelligence in you has always loved you, whilst incarnation after incarnation after incarnation after incarnation and into the future incarnations. The benevolence of eternity loves you and has never judged you wrong or right, but simply the gift of life, of cognitive beingness, immersed in immense imagination, imaging a quality needed to fabricate quantum materiality, imaging needed to lay a landscape from nothing into life, of eternal hope, the optimism to go to sleep, to your sweet slumber, and hardly wait to get up in the morning to approach a day filled with the wonder of your dreams manifesting and the sheer excitement of experiencing them with yet unheard of new feelings every day. That sweet joy cannot be bought or worshipped, and all the people in the world can never give you that. And in that, your God finds pleasure and beauty, and you and your life will start to change, because your destiny is to the future, not to the punishment and guilt of the past. That doesn't live in you anymore. No, no, no. Jesus did not die for your sins. That doesn't live there anymore. That doesn't work anymore. How could anyone have died 2,000 years ago for a struggling effort in wisdom in this lifetime? That is incomprehensible and childish and rude. That guilt doesn't live here. If he died, he died. You are alive. That is your freedom. And to God's greatest celebration, that you get up every day and be upright and beautiful, and that the great work has started with you, and you are crafting a life, not to be into some ashram or to some retreat place, living your life out, old, squandering away, giving your power away, and never feeling quite good enough for God. Enough belong to the future, and not the outdated, hateful, warlike modalities of the past. And that starts in you. And there is nothing like you. It is a journey of solitude, but beautiful. It is the journey of yourself, beautiful. It is a journey of your discovery, and you have that inalienable right to possess that journey. And does it hurt? No, it only hurts now. The future doesn't suffer anymore. The future is profound. Future is profound. You could never have offended God, because had you done it, we shan't look upon your countenance this evening. You wouldn't be here. How can you play such a silly idea that you have offended God and yet somehow has allowed you to be alive? Silly. How do you offend a God who's created the cosmos? You know where you live? Out here in the boondocks. On the edge of the Milky Way, sort of in quarantine. And your quadrant, there are 11 billion planets like this one. And at this level of evolution, just like this one. And there are even more that have surpassed your evolution. Now that's just here. Have you seen truly the backdrop of forever and what glitters upon its cloth? The endless array of galaxies without end, falling, as one said, in a narrow window as snowflakes, beyond count. Now that God is going to be destroyed by your ineptness. Turn to your partner and let's rationalize this together. You may begin.